Honey, you're shaking like a leaf. I know, baby. I know you're nervous, but you've got this. Darling, listen. Listen to me and look in my eyes. You've got this, okay? It's okay to be nervous. Or to have a little anxiety. That's just natural. Everybody gets nervous. Even the world's best athletes and performers get nervous. You're going to be fine. You're going to walk in, alright? You may be a little apprehensive at first, but then you're going to shine like a star. Okay, so let's look at that nervousness. What does it feel like? Butterflies in your tummy, like flapping and stuff like that. Okay, so then you go in and you float like a bee and sting like a butterfly. There's that eye roll I love. Why didn't the butterfly go to the dance? Because it was a mop ball. Alright, I'm pushing it now. But that feeling is just natural. That's okay. It's just like, you know, before you get on a roller coaster or anything like that. It's just like we can confuse anxiety with excitement sometimes. It might be a little excitement as well. I mean, you're starting a whole new chapter of your life. Okay, look, come here. Let's ground ourselves here, alright? Come into my arms. That's it. Now, I want you to feel how safe you are right now. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel your heart beat against mine. And let your breathing slow down. Just be present with me. You see? You're okay, baby. Right here and right now, you always are. So you're going to walk into that interview, nervous or not, butterflies or not, and you're going to be amazing, all right? You're going to be yourself. That's all you have to do. I mean, you've worked so hard to get here, haven't you? You have got this, my love. Okay? So go get 'em. Come here. Go get 'em, baby. Good luck. Hey, honey. Oh, honey. Didn't it go well? Oh, baby, baby. Come here, come here, come here. It's okay. Shh. It's okay. Look, there'll be other chances, I promise. I promise you. Oh, my poor doll. You what? you got it? What? Baby, you can't do that to me. Because I was cannibalizing my nails all day. I mean, like, look at my hands. I can't even pick my guitar, baby. My heart. You can't do stuff like that to me. You're such a little devil, do you know that? Come here. Oh, you're at the frightening the life out of me. Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, no, I have the anxiety. You're going to make me become present. All right. Whew. I'm over that one, I hope. Okay, let's go celebrate. Where? Well, I booked a table at the new hibachi restaurant. Uh-huh. Well, sweetie, I knew you'd get it, like, I believe in you. Even though you did catch me off guard there. Yeah, a small bit overconfident by me, but I just believe in you so much. So come on, let's go eat. It's supposed to be amazing, come on. Oh, you're such a rascal. Oh, wow. This looks amazing. And it's my first time in a hibachi restaurant. I was just thinking, I wonder if Japanese people find my Japanese Irish accent funny. You know what I'm saying? That word. Yeah, they probably do. Now, if I went up and said, konnichiwa, is it like really Irish? Or if I did like, ichni sanchi go rakachi hachikuju. Oh yeah, I have a small bit of Japanese, all right. Just from the martial arts. And I want to live in a pagoda as well. But I'd say they would laugh at my Irishness coming through. You know, I may go ask the chef after, how's my Japanese? He'd probably bar me. Or tell me how to do it properly. Oh. Tofu. You know, I always call it the food that shapeshifts. It can be anything you want. It's so magical. It can be chicken, it can be scrambled egg. Oh, it smells beautiful. That soy sauce. You know, it's so cool to do food for everyone here as well. Cater for all tastes. It's amazing. Now, how was yours? Yeah? Aw. That is delicious. I'm so happy for you. So when do you start? Medical Friday? Wow. So you'll be starting next week? Oh my God, you must have really knocked our socks off. And how was the interview? Were you nervous or anything? Or yeah, and you settled into yourself and you just opened your mouth and let it all flow, yeah? You know, I have a story for you about that. So once I was going for a job. It was a really good job and my handwriting isn't the best. And I'd been working kind of in construction and doing bunsen and stuff like that. And I hadn't been writing for a while. So my writing was like a cat scrawl. It was like a doctor's signature. So I went to my friend and I asked her to fill in the application form and she said sure and all that. So I went to the interview and I met with the lady and I sat down and we were talking and I was telling her about my experience and I had like prior experience in the industry that I was trying to get into. So I was like really impressing her with the buzzwords and the acronyms and all that, you know. So she was smiling and I smiling back and we had a good rapport and all that and I was like, inside me I was like, yeah, she's just so good at this. This is going so well. And it all went very well. And then at the very end, she said, Gail, do you mind if I ask you one question? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He was open. No problem. What is it? Did you write this application form? And at that moment, I froze. And he goes, am I going to lie? Or am I going to tell the truth? And this is like, you know, it was such a major decision in my brain. And my... some part of me was saying, tell the truth. And another part of me was saying, tell a white lie. It's only handwriting. It's not going to kill anybody. So out it came. I said, I did. She said that she had interviewed hundreds and hundreds of men and she never had seen handwriting so good. And then the next thought that hit me was what? I saw her with a notepad and she had a pen and she I was waiting for her to pass me the notepad and the pen. And I was like, fuck. If she asked me for a sample, she'd be like, uh-huh. And I was gone. So I just tried to keep a straight face. And I remember my heart rate going. And if I was hooked onto a lie detector, I'd say it would probably melt it down and explode. But she just let me go. And I got out of the room and I was like, oh. The sweat was pouring off me when I got out. I was like, oh. And then for like about a year later, every time I'd see her coming towards me in the corridor, she'd say hello and she'd stop me. And I'd be like waiting for her to take out a pen and a bit of and a notebook, and I was like, oh, I used to call her the pen and notebook lady. But she just never did, and I settled in, and I was just so lucky. But you know, sometimes white lies don't pay off. It was just one of those things. But you know, you've no worries like that because you're fully legit and ready to rock and roll. You've a few days off before you start too, haven't you? Mm-hmm. And we can head to the coast and go for walks on the beach. Chill out, relax and get some fresh air. And you'll be all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed by the time you start. Would you like that? Yeah? Oh. Take my hand. No, I'm so happy for you. I really am. Even though you gave me a heart attack while ago. Well, nearly a heart attack while ago. I'm so happy. I think we should demolish some chocolate cake after this. What you say? We get so full that we have to like walk out the door, our heads in the air. I guess we spill some. Honey, raise your glass. Slanta, Mavornin. Cheers, my darling. I'm so proud of you. Come here. Well done.